You ever think maybe they're not being entirely honest with us? That's a skull of a T-Rex. And well, I have a few things to show you that you might find interesting. Let's start here with this newly found T-Rex skeleton found in South Dakota. It's nicknamed Gus. I wonder if that's short for anything. And well, do you ever notice the tiny little arms on a T-Rex? They kind of remind me of something. That's a skeleton of a bird. You know, a bird with wings. Isn't that awfully similar to you? And since there are no real pictures of dinosaurs, you ever think maybe that the pictures they show us aren't entirely accurate? And maybe the dinosaur skeletons they're showing us might not actually be dinosaurs, but something else entirely. Do you know recently they unearthed a frozen dragon, a flying reptile? It's funny, I don't remember hearing about any flying reptiles in my history books. No, they were all flying feathered birds like pterodactyls. A flying reptile sounds a lot more like an alligator with wings that would kind of be exactly like a dragon. But maybe you're still at the level where you believe your school books. Well, if that's the case, why don't I show you some of one of my old videos?
Let's first take a look at what the 1946 dictionaries used to say. Dragons, now rare. Let's see what Alexa has to say about this.
Alexa, how many dragon fossils have been found in the United States?
The number of dragon fossils found in the United States is limited. Only 5 fossils have been discovered so far, limiting the knowledge about these creatures. These fossils are studied by researchers to learn more about dragon species and their evolution. While the findings are preliminary, they provide insights into the life and times of these majestic creatures.
So the dictionary says they're real. Alexa says they're real. Several weeks ago in the UK, they found a fossil that looked like this, even though they called a plesiosaur. That sure looks like a dragon to me. And just a few weeks after that was found, CNN reveals that their scientist actually unveiled dragon remains. Not to mention how they're part of the Chinese zodiac with all real animals, and how there are over 30 verses in the Bible that reference dragons, and how my friend Lori sent me this amazing 1922 dictionary that just happens to have the word dragon in it. And let's see what it says. Is it going to say fictional character, mythical beast, or is it going to say something else? Winged serpent. And if that still wasn't enough evidence for you, just go to the Google Maps and type that in and see this perfect outline of a dragon. And if you've seen my volcanoes are caused from the insides of dragons, well, look at this smoke just billowing out of where that dragon is. Tell me you don't see this. Second, you need to know that them breathing fire wasn't just a fairy tale. No, I'm gonna show you just how easy that actually could have been for them.
When you watch this, this is literally just 2 ingredients being mixed together with a little bit of water added, and it combusts into fire. It's just glycerin and potassium. They literally mix and they turn to fire. There's an animal that does this. The bombardier beetle literally does this as a self-defense. It mixes 2 different liquids together that, when shot out, becomes a hot, burning hot acid.
So ask yourself, is this really a dinosaur, or is this something much, much different that maybe they don't want you to know about, so you don't know who and where you are? And what else existed that might clue you into some things being true, like, I don't know, dragons being in the Bible talking about fallen angels and an enclosed flat stationary realm with the firmament. Entertainment only, though, of course, I'm a satire account.